Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. We are kicking off hour number three of this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've got more of your calls and thoughts coming. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. In the studio tonight, it's
Peakless Mountaineer.
And I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass, Ian Freeman, has the night off. They used to do that in, like, the newscasts.
Yeah,
back
yeah,
in the day.
That's exactly,
you know,
like, what I was thinking about.
Like, welcome to World News Tonight. Walter Cronkite has the night off. And it'd be some fill-in guy or girl or whatever, right? So, such is the case here.
Just to reassure you, you're not going crazy thinking that such and such is supposed to be.
Right. We have been asking previously for you to write letters on behalf of Ian Freeman. That time has expired. Sentencing is Monday. By the time you get to the mailbox to mail a thing in, it's dead. So I want to say thank you to everybody that did mail in letters for Ian Freeman, commenting on how he has assisted you or his character or how he's dealt with you in any business dealings, any transactions, that kind of stuff. Thank you very much. They were received, and they will be delivered to the judge. They've been reviewed, of course, by Ian's attorney as well. So thank you to everybody who did that. Even if you did that, though, we are asking you for another favor. If you can make it Monday, 10 a.m., to the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire. That's spelled Concord, by the way, for those of you not from the New England states.
Not C-O-N-Q-U-E-R-E-D.
Right, C-O-N-C-O-R-D. Right, yes. If you can make it to the federal courthouse, the sentencing takes place at 10 a.m. on Monday. That's this Monday. That's the day after tomorrow. We would love to see a packed courthouse and a huge turnout of freedom-minded people here in the live free or die state. We think Ian deserves that. I do, anyway.
Yeah.
There are other people who do as well. I've heard from a bunch of people that, you know, they are coming. They're going to make it. So please do whatever you can to make an appearance, show support for Ian Freeman and this bogus railroading he's been subjected to by the federal government. That being said, we've been talking about this insane turn of events in New Mexico, where Michelle Luan Grisham has issued an emergency public health order which temporarily suspends the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and the entire Bernalillo County. I mean, this is historic, right? This has never happened in the United States, to my knowledge. Anything like this ever happened? You're more of a history buff than I am.
No, nothing I can think of. I mean, just a sudden emergency, no one's allowed to have guns in this entire city. That's downright un-American. And I mean, I knew this was coming down the pipe at some point, given that like 80% of people complied with the whole lockdown thing.
Right.
So I knew this was coming eventually. It's just, man, this is happening quick.
Yeah. We could talk more about that, but we've got some people who've been holding for a minute or two. Let's go to, I believe this is David Ridley from the Ridley Report. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, with regard to the New Mexico gun ban thing, I mean, that's the kind of problem that the Free State Project is perfectly designed to actually help with, because obviously people can move here. But the other thing, people have forgotten, there are various little techniques that we used against the government over the years, you know, that were pretty successful at the time, and that we never really followed up on. Like, we would do something, and, wow, that really worked well. And then we'd wonder, oh, wait, no, there's this other thing that's even better, and we would wander off. So one of the things that worked really well in the 2003 era was this thing we called shadow advertising.
What's that?
So we would, James Maynard did this, a keen guy from the Libertarian Party. He would buy ad. He would wait until there was some egregious abuse in South Carolina or Oregon or something like that, and he would buy an ad in the local paper saying, "Hey, your government is terrible. Move to join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire where that kind of thing doesn't happen." Right. So the one he did was in South Carolina. I guess there was some raid, you know, where government goons terrorized a bunch of kids in a school.
So
he did a shadow ad there, you know, showing the pictures of what the government had done and saying, this is something we need to band together to push against. It's less likely to happen in New Hampshire. Come move here, basically.
Yep.
Join the Free State Project. So that's something, but hardly anyone did that after that. It was real successful because not only, obviously the ads were seen by people, but what happened was since he was making ads in relation to a big piece of news, the mainstream press picked up on that and gave him a bunch of free publicity by covering his ad, right? So this would be 10 times as powerful as James Maynard's thing in South Carolina. If someone could just get an ad into one of those, in Albuquerque papers or something like that.
Good idea.
I don't like to have money, so that's not really something I can do. But what I can do...
Come on, it's 2023, no one has money.
I might be able to assist or something like that, but the best I can do right now is just to throw the idea out there. That's the really constructive thing we can do. Because, again, the way you push freedom forward in your state, it's not by doing it in your state. It's by doing it in New Hampshire and setting an example.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree any more than that.
And that's exactly the point of being here, is that I know that if they tried to pull this nonsense here, there would be a massive, peaceful demonstration saying, no, we will show you. We will show you a whole lot of people being very peaceful and very well-armed. Very obviously well-armed and peaceful people.
I mean, heck, even the protests and things that I've been to here in New Hampshire featured peaceful yet heavily armed people.
Now, for New Mexico, I don't know. I pray. I hope.
Yeah, I don't know enough. Like,
I ask.
When I got stuck in New Mexico, it was priority number one to GTFO. Let's get the Frank out. But, the word Frank isn't in there. Because, I was trapped. And it turns out New Mexico... their state motto is the land of enchantment, and the locals, of course, are like, no, it's the land of entrapment.
Yeah.
There's far more people in our prisons that are not from New Mexico than are. And I was blown away by that. I'm like, and it's because they literally outsource. Like, other states, when they have long-term prisoners, will be like, they'll call up New Mexico prisons and be like, hey, you got any room, or can you build another? And they'll be like, sure. And so... they get sent there, not to mention...
We got lots of desert to build new prisons out here.
Not to mention, at the time, this is probably early 90s, 91, 92 maybe, or before that, there were some statistics that showed that more people who got, pulled over or stopped by police in New Mexico ended up in New Mexico prisons than people from New Mexico. So there was a bias towards people from out-of-state plates, out-of-state ID, and all that kind of stuff. They would get arrested at a larger clip than local, people with a New Mexico license or New Mexico plates, that kind of a thing. So the land of entrapment. I'm sorry, Dave, you had more to say, didn't you? Ridley? Mr. Ridley.
Someone sprayed a can of Ridley.
Sorry, I muted myself. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I am willing to be involved in something like this, and if somebody wants to team up to try and make a shadow ad in New Mexico, then just email me. It's ridleyreport@live.com.
ridleyreport@live.com?
Correct. I mean, I'm not sure how much I can do, but I'm starting to get you know, real busy, but this is really important, and people want to do more than nothing.
Hey, where can people find your Ridleyos or your, you know, current ongoing batches of Ridley reports these days?
Oh, just same as always, ridleyreport.com.
Nice. I watched a recent one of yours. Thought it was good. I also listened to your interview with Bonnie on her activist archives that she's doing now. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, keep up the good work, Mr. Ridley. We appreciate you. Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Speaking about New Hampshire, I want to point out Tuesday I went up to Raymond, New Hampshire, not very far from here where I live, and I met Mike Pence, who was out there campaigning. Wasn't even a very big crowd. One of the benefits of living in the state of the first in the nation primary, I got to meet him when he went around to shake hands with people before making his talk. I recited the clause in the 12th Amendment about the president of the Senate shall open all the certificates. You know, that's, I mean, of all the things that these people do, I mean, the one thing that's as benign as doing exactly what the United States Constitution says and as peaceful as opening a bunch of certificates, and he's a traitor. The people are furious at him for doing that. But be that as it may, I used to heckle the candidates over, do you want to legalize drugs now, or do you still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed first? I think I've got a better one, and that is, you know, it took a bloody war to emancipate the slaves. A war started over something else. But that's because so many states were overrun with people who were so crazy that they were convinced that the skin color that they were born with made them superior to somebody born with a darker color skin, and that this somehow entitled them and their elected representatives to violate the darker skinned person's right to liberty. And nowadays the country is even more overrun by even crazier people who believe that the place where they were born makes them superior to people born outside certain lines on the map, and that this entitles them and their elected representatives to violate the unalienable right of those other people to live in the country of their choice. Now, Representative, Senator, Congressional, Presidential candidate, if it took a bloody war to emancipate the slaves, what's it going to take to shut down the United States Border Patrol and open the border to all of God's children who want to live in the United States of America?
That's a great question. I mean, there are methods that, you know, can be nonviolent. To do so, it starts with education. It starts with, you know, logic, reason. It starts with people thinking things through instead of just being knee-jerk obedient to whomever the authority de jure is.
Yeah, I hasten to point out that it did not require a war anywhere except for the U.S. and Haiti. Everywhere else on Earth just stopped doing it. And it was an absolutely religious movement because Christians of the time believed, and sincerely enough to act on it, believed that there is one Lord for all men, and that there cannot be a human being that is Lord over another human being. So everywhere else it just stopped.
Well, these are, keep in mind, some of these Republican candidates are, like Mike Pence, he is weaponizing his Christianity, which, nothing wrong with Christianity at all, but when you use it as an excuse to vote for a dry county because your denomination doesn't believe in drinking,
or
stuff like that. Now, what he's...
you're using a religion where one of the only things that the guy specifically and explicitly told you to do, one of the only things that he specifically told people to do was drink wine. And you're going to use that as a means of saying you are not allowed to drink wine. Utter madness.
And the thing that they run on is using his Christianity as a, this is what guides him and everything. Well, if he's a God-fearing man that he claims to be, what about God's other children who happen to be born outside certain lines on the map? But what I'm getting at, another thing here, after he left the senior center, some of the people at the meeting went down to said, okay, he's gone, now let's go get back to playing dominoes. I went home and put on my work boots and went to my job as a package handler, mm-hmm. which is Monday through Friday evenings. But that leaves Saturday and Sundays open if you're going to be needing a new talk show host on Free Talk Live, unless I'm too libertarian for you.
You know, we'll see what the future beholds. And, Tom, we thank you for the call, of course. Have a great night. 603-283-6160. Yeah, I guess probably some listeners are curious about, you know, what's going to happen to the show. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we got to wait for Monday to transpire first. You know, I think largely there are, you know, at least I've been privy to some planning conversations. So there are a variety of things that could happen depending on the outcome of Monday. So we're just going to wait for all that to happen, and then we'll figure it out. Largely, you probably won't notice much of a difference, is my guess. The show will go on one way or another. That is the plan. So our plan is not to close up our doors and, you know, stop doing the show. That is not the plan. The plan is to keep the show going. The show, in my opinion, this is the most important talk radio show that I can think of.
Yeah.
Because it is live, it is call-in, it is caller-driven, it's been around for decades, and it is a shining beacon in a sea full of crap.
And if ever we needed escapes from censorship, now is the time.
Also, too, to our long-time listeners, or even short-time listeners, this show can be considered a bit of a canary in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
When the man, quote-unquote, that is the organization of tyrants and goons and despots and all the other bad names we like to hurl at the organization, commonly referred to as government, if this show ever does go off air because of them, well, you might know what time it is.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
And I'd like to point out that they are starting with the guns so that they can come for speech. Like, that's exactly what's going on here. And that's what the design originally was. The First Amendment, these are all of your freedoms that are really, really important. And your Second Amendment is so that you can keep them.
Right.
So they come after the second one so they can get rid of the first. And they're doing a tremendous job with that already, saying, oh, no, it's not the government silencing you when, say, Google kicks you off of every platform.
Right.
Never mind that government money has been involved in them since day one. Never mind all of the planning the government's done directly. Never mind its current direct and obvious involvement, and, in fact, the money that they're giving directly to these social platforms. Never mind all of that.
Yeah.
It isn't government. It doesn't count as censorship. But at least there is some limit to that power. However, if they disarm the population, there will be no limit to that power.
Yeah, I see a lot of firearms advocates, those who believe that all men should have the ability to arm themselves. And I saw one today that said, those who want to disarm you are your enemy. That was it. That was all it said. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're a pacifist, even if you don't own any firearms, right, the fact that somebody wants to take away your ability to do so, should you change your mind, makes them not your friend.
Yeah.
Definitely not your friend.
Yeah.
Because if you do look back at history, we learn that when governments take away guns, a whole bunch of people die.
Immediately after, yeah.
It doesn't take long for that to happen. And there's only one reason that they want to disarm you, and that's so they can do whatever the hell they want to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do jack about it.
And the thing is, the pacifists who don't have the means and ability to protect themselves are, in fact, protected by the ambiguity there.
Right.
But as soon as we know for a fact that you will not be armed, you become extremely vulnerable.
Yeah.
Which is why all of these mass shootings occur in gun-free zones.
Right.
Is because the ambiguity is gone. We no longer don't know whether you will be able to defend yourself. We know you will be unable to, and that is what makes you susceptible to attack. And that is exactly what this government is attempting. And sure, oh no, it's just one city. Oh, it won't be. It won't be. That's part of why they dealt with this in the Bruin decision, to explicitly state you're not allowed to just pop up gun-free zones and just make it, oh, well, this region, then this region, you can't have any ability to defend yourself. No, that's an obvious tactic, and it is the tactic that they are starting now. So we can either nip this in the bud or not.
This article continues. It says, enforcing the governor's orders, this is the governor of New Mexico, Grisham, enforcing the governor's order could also put Albuquerque police in a difficult position with the Department of Justice regarding a police reform settlement, said police spokesman Gilbert Gallegos. All of those are unsettled questions, he said late Friday. Grisham referenced several recent shootings in Albuquerque in issuing the order. Among them was a suspected road rage shooting on Wednesday outside a minor league baseball stadium that killed an 11-year-old, Froyland Villas, and critically wounded a woman as their vehicle was peppered with bullets while it left the game. Last month, a 5-year-old was fatally shot while asleep in a motorhome. 4 teens entered the mobile home and stole two stolen vehicles, and opened fire on the trailer, according to police. The governor also cited an August shooting in Taos County with 13-year-old Amber Archuleta. A 14-year-old boy shot and killed the girl while they were at his home, authorities said. Quote, when New Mexicans are afraid to be in crowds, to take their kids to school, to leave a baseball game, when their very right to exist is threatened by the prospect of violence at every turn, something is very wrong, Grisham said in a statement. Yeah, Grisham, something is very wrong. They are threatened with violence at every turn by your organization. If they don't do your bidding, you're the one threatening them. Furthermore, by issuing this order under the disguise of a public health emergency, you have put a target on everyone's back. Because now you're telling them that, oh, wherever people go, they're not going to be armed. Do you think that's going to embolden some criminals or make them less likely to attack? Yeah.
And this will continue for as long as people believe that all rights come from government. As long as that is so, government will change your rights. They will alter the deal. Pray they do not alter it again.
Pray they do not alter the deal any further.
Don't worry, though. They will.
603-283-6160. If we have time coming up, I want to talk about the Wikipedia founder and what he said about Wikipedia itself. More Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump reiterated his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump suggested that his strong polling numbers in the Republican primary and even in a hypothetical matchup against President Biden may be prompting Democrats to use legal means against him. Phoenix could set yet another summer heat record if it reaches 110 degrees or more as expected Saturday. That would mark 54 days this year. year. The previous record was set back in 2020. SpaceX lit up the night sky with the launch of another set of Starlink satellites from Florida's Space Coast. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 Internet satellites blasted off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Friday night. About an hour later, SpaceX verified that the rocket had effectively placed the satellites into low Earth orbit. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is the final segment of this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. There might be time for you. You could try 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Before we go on with the show, I want to say thank you to Defy the Code. Defy the Code is a silver-level amplifier of, well, this very show, Free Talk Live. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, you can find out all about it over at amps.freetalklive.com. But essentially, it is a way for you to contribute. DeFi the Code is giving us $5 a month. You can contribute. We only ask for $5. You contribute 10 or 25 or more. Some people do. There's different levels. We've got like silver and gold and platinum and that kind of a thing over there. You get some perks, some little, you know, benefits for being an amplifier. But that's not why you should contribute. You should contribute to help us get onto more radio stations. We're currently on something like 180 radio stations, plus the internet and some satellite channels. We could be on more. We could be on 300, 350 isn't out of the question. It's all up to you and what I think is the best use of your Liberty dollar. If you want to spread the message of freedom, peace, and prosperity, the best way for you to do it is to become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again for DeFi the Code. That's DeFi the Code. For your contribution, we appreciate you. All right, let's go to, who do we got here? Looks like we've got Major Payne. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Yeah, I got a couple of things on this New Mexico thing, but first I want to tell you a thought I had about our own state here. We're on our third crazy libtard female governor.
That would be Michigan.
They've absolutely run this state into the ground. I mean, as far as rights, economy, pricing, every other thing you can think of.
I heard that you can still buy a house in the, you know, we'll call it the greater Detroit metropolitan area for pennies, but you're going to be taxed at whatever the government thinks is the retail market value of that house.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to have to put new siding and plumbing on it, too, because all the copper and aluminum has been long gone.
Right.
But anyway, so I just had a thought. This may or may not have come to pass.
Okay.
But you know how all these governments want to comply with this Green New Deal business, right? So I'm thinking this came up in front of the House probably maybe 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to figure out a way to green up all the government buildings. And somebody suggested low-flow toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And he says, and all of a sudden one guy stands up in the back and says, we can't do that. Low-flow toilets can't consume all the crap produced in Lansing.
Or at least produced by politicians, right?
Mm. Yeah, that was my point. You had to kind of read between the lines.
Yeah.
Anyway, up here in Alpena County, about 10 years ago, we had a bumper sticker. You guys were talking about the incarceration rate out in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a bumper sticker. They must have only made up a couple batches of them because I didn't see them for very long and I could never find one to purchase myself. But it says, Alpena Vacation, leave on probation. Damn. Such a truism. It was scary, right? And, yeah, so if you got an out-of-state plate and you got an overzealous police force, you better watch your P's and Q's.
Yep.
Yeah. Agreed.
And as far as this New Mexico thing, I can't believe, because this is right up Sarah's alley, this is caused by a road rage, where's our man on the street interview?
Well, I mean, she doesn't drive, so...
I know she doesn't drive. She probably doesn't even pay attention to the meet, you know, any of the local new breaking news, so to speak. So she might find out about this next week.
Yeah, she'll call in like 3 weeks from now. Hi, did you hear that? Yeah, Sarah, we heard.
Yeah.
Hey, Major, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. Will you be joining us on Beard Talk Live a little later?
I've been feeling pretty poorly. I was hospitalized for a while, but I'll try to keep my eyeballs open.
All right, we'll be doing Beard Talk Live 10:30 tonight, so about a half hour after this show is over, folks can join us. Thanks again for the call.
And they can join us at watch.freetalklive.com. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. Right. In fact, that's the only place that you can see it live anyway. We do publish the podcast when we're done, but the only place you can, you know, do it live, if you will, is over at watch.freetalklive.com.
FCC it. We'll do it live.
Yes, we will. Moving right along, let's go to Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was smoking a bowl, and just when the peak of my buzz was coming on, I hear you talking about these teenagers shooting up a trailer and a five-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty depressing. So I thought I'd call in and tell you I got a new dog, a new puppy.
What kind?
Yeah, well, I thought she was a mutt, and it turns out she's a purebred on either a mountain cur or a Tennessee Tring brindle, and she's beautiful. But I didn't know she was such a high energy dog, or I probably wouldn't have got her. I don't have any regrets. And she's awesome.
Do you have, space for a dog, that kind of a thing? One of the concerns that I've had over my life is, you know, living in small apartments and that kind of a thing. Like, I feel like a dog should have enough space to, like, run when they want to. And, I don't want to make a dog sort of go against their own nature. Now, maybe it's a small dog or something like that. I don't know. Or I don't know your living situation either. But do you got enough, you know, space for the dog?
Yeah, she's got a backyard fenced in. We got to repair the fence some, but we patched it up for now. And the thing about these dogs, I didn't know they're actually so high energy. You could actually set them loose, like on. Sorry, I'm going out back. Sorry for the door slamming. you could actually set them loose on prey, you know, or whatever, and they could run all day long, and then at nighttime they'll just be. So basically, you have to exercise them, mm-hmm. or they're going to tear everything up in the house. You can't leave them alone.
Yeah. I had that problem with a German Shepherd puppy, and so I had to leave to go to work, I had a sort of a basement living area, and there's one of those poles that sort of holds up the floor, the metal pole, and so I cleared everything from, you know, the radius, and I would just leave the dog on the leash while I went to work. And, you know, I was cage training her as well. Somehow she got a hold of the area rug on the floor and was able to drag the area rug and the love seat towards her. And I got home from work one day and it looked like a giant alligator had taken a bite out of the bottom of the love seat. And there was just white stuffing strewn everywhere. It looked like it snowed in the basement. And she was just standing there like, you know, if a dog could smile, right, wagging her tail, just looking at me like, look what I did. And, like, I couldn't even be mad at her because it was so amazing what she had done. She had drugged.
Daddy, I moved the couch.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you did that. So, yeah, I hear you when it comes to that. Tim, I wanted to tell you that the thing we were talking about is this New Mexico governor has issued an order for 30 days that no one in the greater Albuquerque area, an entire county, can carry guns, whether open carry or concealed carry, even if they have a permit, because of a handful of shootings. That's when you tuned in. We were talking about the shootings that had occurred, and that's what she was citing.
Under the guise of a health emergency, which is an interesting legal argument,
yeah.
But it's not,
right.
It won't end up, it's not going to hold up. You know, it's going to be challenged and it's not going to hold up. But in the meantime, they're going to enforce it.
Yeah.
Yeah, or will it? Like, we saw this before with the mask mandates.
New Mexico.
We saw this before with the mask mandates where one governor or one mayor was like, oh, we're going to mandatory this thing. And no one stood up. It held up. They were able to do it. And then once one got to do it, we saw monkey see, monkey do. And then every other state joined the bandwagon at some point, including New Hampshire, sadly.
You know, I was in Collier County at the time, and the only mask mandate we had was actually a mandate to post a sign on a business that said it's recommended that you wear a mask.
Yeah.
And for the first couple of months, everybody took that as a mask mandate until they realized, you know, you had a handful of employees here and there that they were just like, you know what, I'm not going to wear a mask. And then customers started taking them off and just kind of dominoed from there.
Yeah, New Hampshire had originally, the governor had said, I'm going to leave it up to the individual municipalities. And the individual municipalities were like, nah, I'm not going to do it. And then a couple of them were like, okay, we're going to do it. And that's how, I was okay with that, right? Like, okay, well, I know what municipalities I won't go shopping in now. Or I will go shopping in now, depending on, you know, where I was at. But then some time passed, and the governor decided that, well, he didn't like the lack of publicity he was getting. He wanted the publicity that all the other governors were getting because they made it a mandate. And so then he jumped on the bandwagon and mandated it for the whole state. Sadly. So, anything else, Tim?
No, that's it. I just wanted to bring a little, a little joy. That's pretty heavy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine. I'm trying to imagine, you know, being some stupid teenager. You know, high out of my mind, like what were they even thinking? You know, yeah. Like, what is that?
Well, hey, Tim, good luck with the puppy, man, and enjoy, because you should. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, and I got to say, one of the parallels of both of these, you know, so-called health emergencies is just this idea of, well, you got to do something. What, are you going to just do nothing?
Yeah.
Well, you got to do something, even if it makes the problem worse.
And
that is the incentive for getting reelected, because even if you make the problem much, much, much worse,
yeah.
You're getting your name in the paper for doing something.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that's really important to people.
Yeah, it seems to work over and over again, and that's how we get tyranny.
Yeah.
Let's move right along. We've got an unscreened caller. What is your name, and where are you calling from, please?
Hey, Captain Kickass, how you doing? This is Mark Watson at Radio 8424, listening to you on Radio8424.com right this minute.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say hello. Don't get a chance to really say hi here from the Smoky Mountains very often, but I think part of the activism we could do is really participate in the show and let people know when we're listening, where we're calling from, what we're listening to, you know, what channel we're listening to on. And I just want to let people know they can listen via Bluetooth in their car to Radio8424.com when they Bluetooth.
Nice.
It's really easy, and it works anywhere you are, and you can listen to Free Talk Live, the whole show.
Yeah, you've been a long-time rebroadcaster of the show. We appreciate that, of course. There aren't probably many radio stations that not only would be like, hey, that's cool, but, like, please keep doing so.
Well, I'll tell you why. If you ever wanted to get into streaming and you needed a content, there was nothing like using LRN for the 24/7 content that it provides.
Sure.
To cut your teeth on how to do everything else. And that's how it started. And so now I have a TV station and a radio station 24/7. And but I'm glad to feature Free Talk Live during the program on my channel and make it available. You know, radio, they talk about having 50,000-watt blowtorches, you know, big antennas and all the equipment.
Yep.
But with the Internet, you know, I'm worldwide wherever someone has an Internet connection, which brings LRN, which brings Free Talk Live, everywhere there is the Internet. And I think people should promote, you know, getting Free Talk Live out there, getting more exposure to it. The fact is there's so much going on in the Liberty community that comes through your show that it would be a shame if people didn't take more advantage.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's important, you know, folks are listening to, you know, tune in however they can, whether it's on your site, studio8424.com, is that right?
That one, the radio station is Radio8424, and the TV is studio8424.com.
Awesome.
And the nice thing about the radio station is I made sure to use low bandwidth on the radio station so you could listen to your car Bluetooth and not be out of your data plan.
Nice. Well done, Mark. Hey, I appreciate the call, man. Take care. Feel free to call us again. 603-283-6160. Moving right along. Let's go to another Michigan caller. I believe this is Law Dog. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's okay if we switch the subject to marijuana again?
Yeah, man. Let's switch to marijuana, man.
Yeah. They're not producing single pack THC, 10 milligrams down here in Michigan anymore.
Okay.
I found that out from my bud tender, so to speak.
Yep.
So there was some that was medicinal, right?
Yep.
And I says, well, can't you sell single medicinal to for a guy who's looking for single recreational? And they go, no, man. I says, we can't do that if it expires. You know, they gotta take it out back. They gotta cook it. They gotta burn it in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this stuff's crazy that they're doing around here. But you know, don't expect any. If you're in Michigan, don't expect any of those any more of those single packs of single doses.
It is crazy.
And
I wonder
milligrams in the gummies.
I wonder what happens at like a liquor store. You know, if there's some. You know, I mean, I guess with booze doesn't really expire, but wine does and beer does. So, like, are the distributors required to pour that out in front of a camera? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Right. Also,
another thing that doesn't make any sense there is, well, kind of think of it, it does make a lot of sense.
Well, it makes sense if you're a control freak and you want to know.
I've been going down to the flower pot here. There has been not one male bud tender. They're all female bud tenders, and I asked the manager about that, and she says, you're right. And I says, well, you know, you can't trust the guys because they're gonna steal the product, or they're gonna steal the money. That's just the way it is.
Wow.
And she looked at me and says, well, we had a guy we hired in here that, you know, told this lady how really, really nice. She looked in a dress, and it's like, you know, they had to fire him. Because it freaked the women out. I mean, I thought that was stupid.
Wow! Yeah. So they're only hiring females because of one guy.
Trade. Why would
profoundly
the guy trade,
sexist and also
no, why
illegal.
Why would he trade THC for VAG? That just does not make sense.
Yeah. You know, the world is full of, well, people, and people do, well, interesting things. Which is all the more reason to not give them a big institution that is based on coercion and enforced by violence for psychopaths to get into and force their preferences on anybody else. That's the thing that I keep trying to get people to understand about government is that, you know, if 51% of the people vote for a thing, that means 49% of the people are being subjected to it against their consent.
Uh-huh.
And
another thing before I leave here, just sure. One more thing. Camp Grayling up there in Grayling, it's the largest National Guard post. It's where they all go for their training up there in Camp Grayling. That's about 99 miles from that Goshen plant. And what's going to happen when those balloons came over there and got all of those pictures over where the missile silos were?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come straight over the North Pole, and Michigan is going to be the first one in play because Gretsch gave them all those tax rebates there and big rapids or whatever. And they're going to come, and they're going to hit us right there. So I see Michigan going down first. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out.
I'm confused. Are you talking about, like, an attack?
Yeah.
By who?
Either the Ruskies or the China guys.
Honestly, I am way more concerned about George Soros and Klaus Schwab than I am Xi Jinping and Putin. Seriously, like
you take this theory and think about it and chew on it, and it makes a lot of sense.
Not really, man. I mean, what do they have to lose and what do they have to gain?
Oh, they got to gain all those oil reserves up in Alaska that Biden won't let us drill, and the strategic oil that he's given away to China.
So this is why I advocate for everyone to arm themselves. Not because, you know, you know, have the right to, but because military 101, right? Military strategy 101 says that the most difficult place to conquer is that of a heavily armed populace. And so if everybody is heavily armed, then it is much less likely that anybody is going to try to conquer you.
Yeah. Well, and hold on. So you really think that they're going to risk the nuclear annihilation of the species to get some oil?
Yeah.
Huh? Wow, I think that you are underestimating their desire to survive.
Those people. Remember, in World War II, they were so glad to see the Russians free them from the Japanese, and the Russians treated them worse than the Japanese and slaughtered them.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, how does
history
that...
History repeats itself, brother man.
Okay, but how does that equate coming over the North Pole and into Michigan?
How does that equate?
Yeah, how do you get from there to...
It's the easier, softer way. It's the easier, softer way.
If they're going to steal
the North Pole, and you be coming through Canada, and
if they're going to steal Alaska, they'll just steal Alaska.
You know, they're right there at Sault Ste. Marie, and it's curtains for Michigan.
Well, okay, but there's, to my knowledge, not a whole bunch of oil in Michigan.
Yeah, if they're going to steal Alaska, they're just going to steal Alaska. And seriously, the reason that they don't like doing things like this is because it gets them killed. Like, the person who makes the decision is actually at risk of dying as a result of it. And that's why they don't go to war with each other.
Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Just chewing on the idea of maybe Xi Jinping actually wants to survive this century.
Yeah.
I should have stayed on the marijuana subject.
That's all right. Hey, Law Dog, we appreciate you. Thanks to you for the call tonight. I want to touch on this before we run out of time because I teased it. This from thepeoplesvoice.tv. Wikipedia founder warns that the site is run by the CIA to brainwash the public. That's right. The founder of Wikipedia has issued a stark warning to the public about the site he helped create, claiming that the U.S. government has taken it over as a tool for information warfare against the public. Millions of unwitting Americans use Wikipedia as an authoritative source of information on the Internet. Google and social media companies promote Wikipedia to their top search results and use the data posted on the site as definitive facts when users are looking for information. However, comma, the data contained within Wikipedia are often generated and edited by a shadowy group of activists who seek to advance political and social narrative. According to Wikipedia co-founder Lawrence Mark Sanger, the CIA and other alphabet intelligence agencies are now in charge of Wikipedia and use it to manipulate public opinion. Sanger claims the CIA and FBI have been secretly operating the site for the past 15 years. He made the bombshell admission during an interview with Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald. Sanger claims that Wikipedia has become a tool of control in the hands of U.S. government. He warns the site is now heavily controlled by the CIA, FBI, and other alphabet intelligence agencies. We do have evidence that, even as early as 2008, the CIA and FBI computers were used to edit Wikipedia, Sanger told Greenwald. Wow, that is a bombshell.
Right?
Right? That he has evidence of that. He asks, do you think they stopped doing it back then?
Or do you think maybe they ramped it up?
Just how did we get to a point where truth is tied to a particular ideology, Sanger asked. And that's a great question.
And they have the nerve to ask me for money. Honestly, I hope you go down in flames, but I know it ain't going to happen.
We're out of time. Thank you to all of our callers and our listeners. Thank you, Peakless. Stay tuned in about 30 minutes or so from now at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be doing Beard Talk Live at watch.freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.